Monday morning, starting off another week, the second full week of the month of January, and being in every other Monday, we've got our guests in from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, and checking in with us remotely this morning, we have Laura Emery, and I'm going to leave all the three letters to her, but she is Director of Birth Services at NVRH. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, no, we're happy to have you. We enjoy our chats with all of you from NVRH every other Monday morning. Now, Laura, I've got the Director of Birth Services. I can pretty much figure out what that is. BSN, RNCOB, CLC, CPST. Help me out here, would you?
It just, those additional letters behind the name just mean that I'm certified in obstetrics. That I am also a certified lactation consultant and a child passenger safety technician, which means I can assist with installing car seats safely, lactation support, or just new infant feeding support, and that I've also worked in obstetrics long enough and had enough hours and taking extra exam that certifies in that service. And we have quite a few staff on the birth center that have that certification as well.
Well, definitely, definitely well qualified to be part of the NVRH community. Awesome stuff. Now, folks, if you're wondering why Laura's checking in with us this morning, we've got a new year, and the NVRH Birthing Center is getting ready to host their next series of birthing education classes right at the NVRH campus. Laura, where would you like to start off with this?
I think I'll just start with sharing the dates of the classes and just describing a little bit about when they're offered, and we can go from there.
All right, that sounds great, and I've got the notes in front of me, so I'll follow along with you. Now, folks, understanding that the birthing process takes 9 months, so you've got time to plan ahead. So I'm looking at the notes, Laura, and it looks like the series begins coming up next month, right?
Yes, so this year we're changing the classes a little bit, and we're going to offer for 4 sessions for the entire year, and each session is going to have 2 separate classes. So coming up in February, the 3rd of February and the 10th are the first session of classes. That is Monday evenings, and then the time is going to be from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on those evenings.
So those are right in line for working moms and moms-to-be out there. So I think that sounds well. Now, I see the notes say February 3rd and 10th, and you said they extend, and it's almost year-long, right?
Yes. So we'll have additional sessions. The next is going to be April 28th and May 5th. The following after that will be July 14th and 21st, and then again on November 3rd and 10th.
And I just want to make sure that any of our listeners that may have missed the hours, those are going to be running from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., right?
Yes. And those will be right on the NVRH campus, as you already stated. And we offer those in the business administration building in conference room 126 and 127.
All right. If they didn't catch that, they can get it at the website. So obviously, there are a couple of questions that our families-to-be are looking forward to. Let's start out with who can come, and obviously, most importantly, what's the cost of these classes?
So we love to offer these classes to anyone who is, the goal is around the start of the third trimester, so around 27 weeks pregnant through the end of pregnancy. But obviously with the sessions, each person is able to kind of look at what might fit best with their schedule in comparison to their due date. The course is free, and we offer it to anyone that is in the community or, even remotely local, whether they plan to deliver at NVRH or home or any other facility. We offer the classes to anyone that is able to make it and is in the community regardless of where they plan to deliver.
Well, I got two things I want to mention here. First off, I want to apologize because I made it sound like it's all for just first-time parents, but even if it's a second or third, they're able to join. But also, I'd like to share too, Laura, that if anybody is on the fence, you know, on where they want to have their baby delivered, the birthing center at NVRH has been rated as baby-friendly for multiple years now.
Yes, we're actually one of four hospitals in the entire country that has had that designation for 25 years or more. So we're really proud of that status. We're currently the only hospital in Vermont. There was a second hospital for a while, but to my understanding, they decided not to recertify as baby friendly, and so we're once again the only hospital in Vermont that has that designation.
All right, so back to some questions that our listeners might have. I mean, we've answered the cost and who you're inviting to come. Who'll be instructing it, and most importantly, what'll the benefits be to parents to be?
So our instructors have been teaching childbirth education classes and have been birth workers within our community for multiple years. It's Katie Baker and Diantha Jones. So many people will already be familiar with them. And the benefit of childbirth education classes is really just that knowledge. You know, if you do plan to birth at NVRH, it gives you familiarity with the facility and with some of the faces that you may see when you come in to have the baby. It also just gives you that chance to really experience that education and learning opportunity with the support person of your choosing. So, you know, the class isn't just for the person who's pregnant. It's to also bring in that primary support person that is going to be there with them during the labor process.
So the one other question, and I know that our listeners that are very interested in this want to know, how and where can they sign up, Laura?
So we will very soon be distributing flyers and postcards that have the QR code and link on it. But right now, we're asking anyone that is interested in signing up to go to nvrh.org, and they can go directly to the birth center page, and there is a link to register in the childbirth education program section of our website.
Folks, with us again, Laura Emery, Director of Birth Services at NVRH. Laura, your final thoughts as we wrap things up?
We're just really excited to welcome each of you during 2025 and just want to congratulate you on your growing family. And we look forward to seeing you and welcoming you at NVRH.
I don't know if you know it or not, but I could see you smiling right there.
Oh, yes. I love what I do. I've been at the Birth Center for over 10 years now, so it's just a really special place that we have.
Laura, it's a joy to meet you. Thank you for all you've done. And again, I'm gonna run through the dates again. February 3rd and 10th, April 28th and May 5th, July 14th and 21st, and November 3rd and 10th, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I know it's a little late, but a happy new year and the best to you and everyone at NVRH as things continue to grow at our local community hospital.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff.
All right, folks, there you go. We just ran down the dates, and Laura gave me the link, nvrh.org. Just a quick reminder to you, because these are going to be evening classes, there'll be refreshments served at each and every one of these classes. Magic in the Morning going on to our 7 o'clock news, your weather forecast update at 20 past and birthdays at half past right here on Magic. Good morning.